This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's bring in our insider from the insiders, our man James Hamm, fresh off his trip to Disneyland. Hammer, you might not say this, but we're happy to say it for you. You were all over this Mike Woodson thing for weeks. You had been hearing Mike Woodson associated with Doug Christie and the Sacramento Kings. And why do you think, you know, we were just talking about the importance of having a veteran head coach with Doug Christie. Why do you think this was such a vital get for Doug and his staff? As James, well, this is new. This is definitely new. We've never seen, I can't, we've seen James. So who had?
This is like the Xbox, like Red Rings of Death right
yeah,
now.
Who, okay, well.
Like James is gone forever.
No, well, we got him back. I got.
It didn't like something there.
I'm not sure.
Oh man.
Did you even hear the lead in?
Yeah, I could hear you, but I wouldn't pop up. Then I like added myself and then it all freaked out.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess to dumb it down, James. Mike Woodson, your thoughts. That's pretty much what
has it been made official yet? Like
I don't know, James. You've known about this for 2 years that Mike Woodson was going to join Doug Christie's staff after Mike Brown got fired. Like James knew this 2 years ago. I don't
certainly
know.
a week and a half ago. I mean, we started talking about it on the insiders. We haven't gotten official word yet. The team hasn't also given official word on all the coaches that are out, but I mean, it's pretty extensive. Like Ricky Foyce, Jay Triano, Robbie Lemons, like just about everybody except for, Leandro Barbosa, Dip. It looks like there's a couple of people that'll stick around.
So before we get to Mike Woodson, Woodson part, is what do you think the significance of that is? Basically, the whole staff being out.
Like, look, I think the biggest problem that you have is that when you fire a coach in the middle of the year is that you don't just reset the staff. And so you have a couple of choices in that situation. And one is to elevate someone who is part of the lineage of the previous staff, right? Someone who is a Mike Brown guy to take over for Mike Brown. And that's not what the Kings did. Like, it's not that Doug wasn't a Mike Brown guy, but Doug was hired by Luke Walton. He as, you know, maybe more of a franchise, I don't know, placement than, you know, a straight just like Luke Walton went out and searched through a ton of resumes and came up with Doug Christie's name. I do know that Luke called Doug and interviewed Doug and another person. And at that point, Doug was very surprised when Luke called back and gave him the job, right? But then when Luke got let go, Alvin Gentry takes over, there was even some conversation then about whether Doug would take over as head coach if Alvin didn't want to, you know, sort of concede, you know, long-term stability with the franchise. So Doug was, you know, again, they asked Mike Brown if Doug can be on his staff. He said, sure. And that doesn't mean he's one of Mike Brown's guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Doug did good work for Mike Brown's staff. He did a lot of the scouting. He worked one-on-one with Domantas Sabonis every summer. He also, you know, him and Leandro Barbosa worked as a team, working out Domantas Sabonis and others, right? So, but at some point, when they made the move to elevate Doug to the head coach, there was a problem that none of the people around Doug, he didn't hire any of them. And I've said this a million times. I've said it here. I said it earlier on The Insiders. Like, when a head coach takes over a team, he should be allowed to hire his own staff. That is the way it's written into almost every single coaching contract that there is. Sometimes there are people like Doug who a franchise can say, hey, do you mind having Doug Christie on your staff? And most of the time, they're sort of like lineage guys. So you accept them as part of your staff. Doug should be able to hire who he wants. And unfortunately, that means that a couple of guys lost their jobs or are going to lose their jobs officially. We'll wait for whatever is going to happen or what won't happen. So when you start hearing the Mike Woodsons of the world and some of the other coaches that we've heard on and off, you're kind of with the understanding that Doug should be able to build this staff out, and Mike Woodson, if he does in fact step in and take on a lead assistant or associate head coaching job with the Kings, that would make a lot of sense. He's 67 years old. He's not a coach that you're worried about if you're Doug Christie, like trying to sneak in and take your job or anything. This is a guy with a wealth of knowledge who has some ties to Scott Perry from their time together in 2020-21 with the New York Knicks. And he's just a guy who knows the job. And I would say that, like, the Kings would be better off if they had two assistants with head coaching experience, not just, you know, outside of Doug Christie. Like, it doesn't hurt to have these guys because they help you run everything. It's not just, hey, I need you to be the defensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator. These guys are support pieces that make sure that things don't like fall between the cracks.
James, I was trying to paint the picture of what Doug was dealing with last year with Luke Louts leaving and a lot of people leaving from the Mike Brown staff. And I know you got a really good understanding of that. What was his typical workload, you know, on a day-to-day basis compared to what it should be now?
Well, I think it's really difficult because when you put someone in that situation, when you elevate them, you know, everybody is going to step in and do what they can to, like, help out. I know Jim Moran was, like, really, really big. You know, Doug relied on him a lot in the second half of the season. He took on a whole lot more of just the workload, but there's a ton of work. And that's what I think people, like, I don't know how, you know, going back to, like, when the Kings first moved here, it was like, you know, you had a head coach and you had a lead assistant and you had a trainer. Like, that's just not basketball anymore. Like, now you have a whole room full of guys who do scouting and video. Right. You have you have offensive coordinators, you have defensive coordinators, you got a whole staff of guys who come in and work out with players, just player development coaches. And then on top of that, you have, I think it's four front of the bench assistants, and you can have as many back of the bench assistants as you want. You just have to clear out more bench space. So, you know, when you're thrust into a start at, like, the head job, though, if you're not comfortable with the guys around you and they're not your people, even if you have worked with some of them for a year or two, it's uncomfortable. And you don't want to put your 100% trust or faith in them, because your job is on the line and you're trying to make a good impression. So I would probably estimate Doug was getting 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night. You saw it by the end of the season, he got a little chippy with everybody, and I would too. You know, like, I'm going to get chippy with you guys. I haven't slept. I got back from Disneyland super early this morning, and, you know, like, it is what it is. But just think of that every day for, you know, 2.5 months. And so he wore thin. The next iteration of him and his coaching staff is going to be people that he has 100% faith in, and that he can delegate down some of the information. And if he's not delegating that stuff down, Mike Woodson is the guy that can pull him aside and say, hey, man, you're taking on too much yourself. And that's not a way to be effective. We need you to be fresh. We need you to think of the game the right way. And the best way to do that is surround yourself with people that you feel comfortable with and that you can delegate things like, again, the scouting report. Or we talked about the weird thing where, you know, some guys on the bench are in charge of subbing in and out players. Some guys on the bench are in charge of watching reviews like really quickly to see if you want to challenge a call. Like, some guys on the bench are in charge of timeouts, and not only that, but watching to see how many personal fouls you have and things like that. Like, there's a lot more than just like sitting around and yelling at players to do something different. And, that's something that, you know, I think, again, if you're going to be a head coach, you want to surround yourself with the right people that you feel have your back 100%.
JJ's, first of all, don't get chippy with me.
I'm about to say, James not here for none of this today.
JJ's staff in L.A., the Lakers, it's riddled with veteran head coaches. Do you think that's the direction the Kings and Doug may go, with Doug being a first-time head coach, or maybe are they just looking to fill the staff out and they got that vet that they needed to help Doug navigate these waters?
Well, this is where you start, because, again, I think people should, like, Doug Christie's been an assistant for like 3.5 years, but in that 3.5 years, he's been in like the Sacramento bubble. Right. The Luke Walton staff happened. And then, you know, again, Luke was around for, I don't know, what was it, 20 something games. and then, of course, you have Mike Brown's staff. But there are a ton of assistants in the league. And if you haven't been an assistant, or you haven't been a head coach, or you haven't been an assistant in multiple cities, when you bounce around, which most assistants do, like, I mean, I don't know how many assistants I can name that have been in Sacramento multiple times, you know, those guys like Brian Gates has worked with probably 40 different assistant coaches. Like, that's just the nature of the game. Every time you go somewhere, you got like 5 or 6 or 7 assistants around you. And you learn, and you learn who works well with others, and like, but Doug hasn't had that experience to bounce around and work with a bunch of guys. And for that matter, like, look at the gap between when Doug was like a player and now that he became an assistant. I mean, it's years and years, over a decade, right? So I think at this point, having someone like Mike Woodson, you don't want it to just be Mike Woodson's staff, because then we could get in the same situation where, you know, you're looking around and going, hey, this is just like when Mike Brown had a staff. But, you know, if he wants to bring in a guy like Bobby Jackson, or he wants to bring in a guy like Elston Turner, you know, whether those guys become available or not, we don't know. That's where you start to build out your, you know, sort of look and feel for what you're trying to build. And to me, like, again, Mike Woodson's a good start. He's a guy who's been a head coach, who's been an assistant all over the place, who has all kinds of ties around the league. And it's like, what kind of defense and what kind of offense do you want to run? And once you tell me that, you know, a guy like Mike Woodson can probably compile a list of 4 or 5 assistants for each of those jobs and say, why don't you interview some of these guys? Because these guys are really good at what you want to do specifically. Like, you want to run a motion offense, you want to run a Princeton style offense, you want to run, you know, a switching defense, like, whatever it is. Like, I can find you a list of coaches, because I've been around the league and I've worked with those people. And that's why having a guy like Mike Woodson is just invaluable.
And I don't want to put too much on this guy, because we always lean on his experience. But that's also probably where a guy like Scott Perry comes into play. Scott Perry, all the relationships that he's made and he's to be honest with you, probably seen every coach in the league for the last 25, 30 years. So he can, Mike Woodson can make a call too, but Scott Perry could be like, hey, Doug, I think this guy, you know, in OKC would be really good for what you're trying to do as well. And, you know, having that group that can help Doug along this first time of being a head coach is invaluable. You know, I think it'll really help these guys.
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, like the Scott Perry tie with Mike Woodson, you know, they're only together for a year. I could probably go back and look and see if they've crossed paths in other spots. Maybe they have, but the coaching fraternity in the NBA isn't that big. And, you know, there's a lot of like overlap there. Again, at like, I don't know how many times Brian Gates has worked here in Sacramento, or Rex Kalamian, right? Rex Kalamian is a guy who's on the Bucks staff right now and who's been in Sacramento at least twice, but also has been on Mike Woodson's staff. You know, you look at Mike Woodson was on Doc Rivers' staff for a long time in LA. So again, like when you look around the league, there are really good coaching staffs, and what the Kings can't do in this situation, they might do, but what they really shouldn't do is skimp. They should put out the money to bring in a top-notch coaching staff to support Doug in the right way. And, you know, again, this doesn't hurt your salary cap. It doesn't do anything. It's just, you know, how much money are you willing to invest? And look at, you know, the Lakers staff, look at the Clippers staff. The Clippers staff's incredible. Mm. And that's with Tyronn Lue. Like, Lue is a great coach in his own right. And then you surround him with Jeff Van Gundy and all these great coaches. Like, that's how you build a winner, is by putting money into the product in ways that other teams aren't. Mm-hmm. And again, I think, you know, Ballmer does a good job of that. I think the Lakers have always done a good job of that. Like, they don't spare any expenses outside of, you know, player, and even players, they don't spare any expense there either. But, you know, you have to invest in the little things, because sometimes they reap huge benefits down the road.
Rex Kalamian gave young KC a pair of practice shorts. I wasn't that young. I was like 22 years old. But I was working at this basketball facility. I think he might have been working for the Rockets at the time. And I was working the front desk and just got to talking to him. I'm like, yeah, I'm from Sacramento. I'm a Kings fan. And he's like, that's what's up. Talked to him for about 15 minutes. He came back the next day for their next practice. I was like, here, man, I got these for you, big dog. It's like, thanks. Nice. Thanks, Rex. Mm-hmm. And that's how I always remember Rex Kalamian.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, we've talked about this too. Like, everyone has a different pathway with their coaching staff. Luke Walton got roasted in LA for bringing in too many of his old friends. Mm-hmm. That's what Doug has to avoid. Like, don't just stack it with Bobby Jackson and Mike Bibby and Peja Stojakovic and, like, bring in guys who are in there as coaches. I mean, if Bobby Jackson's on the staff, that's fine. But, you know, bring in coaches that you feel comfortable with, but also that bring something to the table other than like a sounding board, a friend for you. And I hope that that's what they do.
You mentioned his name earlier. Kings fans routinely bring him up. Do you think there's a chance that he reaches out to Nick Nurse and maybe we see Bobby Jackson return here?
Yeah, I think there's always a possibility. But again, like, you know, like being friends with someone, being former teammates with somebody, working alongside somebody, like Doug will have an understanding of who Bobby Jackson is as an assistant. And if he feels comfortable and wants to bring Bobby in, that's one thing. If he doesn't feel comfortable, and you know, he should also be allowed that right too. Like, there is something, you know, we all have buddies that we would never want to work with. And I'm not saying that that is the case with Bobby and Doug, but I also, like, he should have the say in that. If Doug feels like Bobby Jackson is a perfect fit for this staff, then go get him, you know? And I do think Nick Nurse in certain situations, you know, coaches will allow assistants out of their contracts or will support a move. But again, I think it would depend on the situation. And, you know, Bobby's a front of the bench coach in Philly, and I expect Leandro Barbosa to be a front of the bench coach. And, you know, if again, Mike Woodson's there, now that leaves you with two more, and those are valuable spots, because not only do they usually pay more, the front of the bench spots, but they also come with more cachet. And so if you're someone who's working towards becoming an NBA head coach, if you're a seventh assistant and then you move up to a fifth assistant, and then you might find yourself up as a third assistant, those are steps that you're trying to, sort of build your resume as you're moving along and trying to get to a certain point where, you might be considered for a head coaching job somewhere.
Any idea on the timeline of when this coaching staff should be filled out for the most part? Like, it could happen. It could go all the way into the summer. But for the most part, when do you think they'll have the core guys of this coaching staff established?
Yeah, I think it depends a little bit on like who's available out there, because I think more coaches will become available as playoffs end. And, again, just because a team was successful and made it to a certain point in the playoffs, that doesn't mean that a coach doesn't like make changes to his staff. A lot of guys, they like a different voice in the room. And that's something that Steve Kerr has always done. Like, he's always reached out and added. I mean, this year he's got Terry Stotts on the staff. Like, those are moves to just sort of continuously add new thoughts and new voices that maybe look at the game differently than you do. And so I think that there's always going to be that possibility. There's also a lot of coaches have already lost their jobs. There's also a lot of coaches who interim head coaches stepped into roles and have sort of, I think Denver probably isn't going to move away from a bunch of coaches. Although, again, Adelman should be given the opportunity to build his own staff. But like Memphis, I think is totally different. I think that they could make a bunch of changes there because you just brought in an interim head coach and then gave him the full-time job, and he was only there this season. So, there's a handful of guys there that might actually make sense in one way or another if you're trying to rebuild a staff.
All right, so we knew this would be one of the first steps. A veteran head coach added to Doug Christie's staff. Now the rest of the group has to get added. Is there do you think there's a time frame for this? Obviously, the draft is still a comfortable time away. We don't exactly know what the Kings are doing that night, if they're doing anything at all other than drafting a second round pick. I know there were reports of workouts going on, I think, this week. You think is there a time frame to have this staff rounded out?
Yeah, I mean, you want to have it relatively quick because Doug isn't going to go spend his summer with Domantas Sabonis this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need somebody who is, right? And it's probably Leandro Barbosa, but that's one person. Now, who's going to go spend time with Zach LaVine? Who's going to spend time with Keegan Murray? Like, these are things that actually need to be addressed relatively quick. They're also, like, the Kings did hold draft workouts today. And I couldn't give a bigger hat tip to Scott Perry at this point, because I railed on this earlier on the Insiders, but when Monty and Wes took over, it became like, for whatever reason, they decided to make these workouts less and less available to the media until they were completely unavailable to the media, and they wouldn't even tell us who it was that came in and worked out when they did work out. And to me, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, this is free publicity for your team. Just straight up. Mm-hmm. Like, how many news cameras are there today? I know our friend Sean Cunningham from KCRA3 was there.
Good job.
Recording video.
That was slick, because I already forgot. That man is at a new building. I even saw his Instagram story. First day in the books. Like, I just got to remember.
Yeah, but these things matter because, it's six prospects, none of which, it's possible none of them will be drafted. Mm. It's possible one of them will get drafted. And, to have them in the building and to allow media in the building, it's just free publicity. It's keeping your name in everyone's conscience. You got the Golden State Warriors right down the street who just won a game 7 with Buddy Hield, your former player, lighting a team up for 9 three-pointers and 33 points.
Ugh.
You're falling behind. Like, kids around Sacramento are looking at the Golden State Warriors and going, hey, look at that. They're still playing and the Kings aren't. That's why you need to keep your brand in the spotlight. It's why you need to open your doors and you need to let interviews happen and let us do our jobs. That's, you know, that's the point of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's to allow, you know, people like myself, like Sean, like Brendan, you know, Matt George, to go in there and interview these guys. And so I'm glad that Scott Perry is doing this. I know it's extra work. It's extra work for media relations and everybody else. But at the same time, like some of these workouts, a couple of local kids, at least one local kid in this, in today's workout, that's going to be on the 11 o'clock news and maybe the 6 o'clock news. And it's just, you know, getting your brand out there again and reminding people that the Kings still exist, even though the off season's here. And so, my point is you actually need assistant coaches to do those. It's not just, you know, yeah. Part of it is having an assistant coach there to sit there and run, or a handful of assistant coaches to run these things. You know, there, I know Dave Yeager is known for doing like really weird drills, like blindfolding guys and having them play blindfolded.
All right, sir.
Well, you get somebody's feel for the game. You know, there's that. There's, you know, there's the interview process, going out to dinner, meeting these people, meeting these prospects. Maybe you find somebody that just really, you watch the film and you're like, okay, I like what he looks like on film. You get him in your building, you're like, nope, not going to touch that guy at all. Or another guy, you might say, oh, okay, I can work with this. And, you know, personality is part of the test. So I think it's a good thing to add assistants. You don't have to rush, but you also, there isn't a big reason to wait around until October, November, I mean, September or August to sign these guys.
We're going to take a break. James said two things. Well, he said something in there that brought up two things that I want to ask him, ask you, when we return.
That was dramatic. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Well, this is a dramatic tease going into the break. You want to fill the rest of us in on what's running through your brain?
So let's see. Let's go. They're both Kings related, but one might drift us off into another territory. So I'll stay with the one that will keep us here. You talk about the breath of fresh air, having these draft prospects, getting it out there, opening it up to the public. Who's responsible for doing it the other way in recent years?
That was a decision made by the front office. I mean, you know that because it's the same media relations staff and they're doing things 100% differently.
Same media relations staff, same owner. So it was Monty and Wes.
Yeah, I mean, that decision was...
Over the weekend, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah, son was playing in a basketball game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Did you say hi?
Did you tell him he sucks?
I did not. I did not. I let Wes enjoy his time watching his
son
play.
That was nice of you. I'm sure Wes is a great guy.
When he's nice. Sorry about that. I just remembered I saw him on Sunday morning.
Didn't go talk his ear off this time, huh? Wow. Wow. Opportunist Kenny Caraway over here.
But, I mean, yeah, it looks like it was their decision to handle those workouts and all that stuff that way, huh?
Yeah, I mean, last season I think we knew of like three players that came through. Like I think McCain came through and Devin Carter came through and like one other player. But then here's the other problem. Like a couple of years earlier when they drafted Davion Mitchell, number one, we hardly got any like knowledge of who was coming through. Alperen Şengün posted that he was at outside Golden 1 Center in Sacramento. Like someone retweeted what I had tweeted out from his Instagram earlier today. So Şengün came through. Like, but when they drafted Davion, we found out they had never even met with Davion. They didn't have him through for a pre-draft workout. They didn't meet with him at the combine. They'd never had a phone conversation with him. Absolutely nothing. That's almost unheard of. In the modern NBA. So there is a little bit of trying to disguise what you might do or what you might not do. But there's also like, how do you build value in your pick? You know, they were going to trade that pick that year. At least that's what most people thought, you know, and they tried to trade their pick last year. But if you're not telling people who you're bringing in for an interview, how are you supposed to build value in it? Like if all of a sudden you've had like, two or three of the players of teams behind you that teams behind you might want, they're going to be like, oh, well, hey, you know, he went to a visit in Sacramento. Maybe he'll go to Sacramento. Maybe we need to move up to go get that player. And that could be you that they move up to draft where you're drafting. It could be the pick above you that maybe, you know, again, if somebody wanted Davion Mitchell at number and they were looking at him at like number 11, what if they moved up to number 7 or number 8 and pushed, I don't know, Franz Wagner down to you? Like, so again, like it seems like such a small thing, but it did not make any sense that they just like, oh, we're just deciding to change the way we do things here. And we're not going to do that anymore where you can, you know, where we'll tell you who's coming through for prospect workouts.
I like this. I like the way they're doing it now. It's much better. The other thing I thought about, which is a little bit more macro, and you talked about staying in the news and the Kings making sure they're, you know, letting everybody know, hey, we're here. And I remember at the start of the baseball season, James had talked about, like, Kings better be careful because the A's are here now, and if the A's are pretty good, they're gonna dig into that popularity and maybe attendance and all this other stuff with the Kings. And I think we saw in the first couple of games, obviously it was brand new or whatever, and there's still no attachment to it because it's not Sacramento's team. But the Kings and the A's played on the same day, and it was clear. It was the Kings. Like, they had 17,000, and if anybody was going to struggle, it was going to be the A's. It will never be the Kings. And I thought about something the last couple of weeks. Do you guys think Sac State basketball could have more of an effect than the A's could have? Because you think about it, Mike Bibby, Shaq, they're bringing in these guys like Mikey Williams, all this other stuff. You can go to a Sac State basketball game for $15 and see all this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you go to a Kings game, and if they're average or whatever, even if they're average or no good, that's a $100 night. Do you think Sac State could dive into that popularity realm a little bit than the A's could, than we originally thought the A's could?
I don't think more than the A's. And I mean, I think Sac State, as far as like attendance, like I think college students are going to go to more games. I think alumni are going to go to more games for sure. And, you know, if there's an excitement there, there might be like true hoop fans that go out to more games. But when you're talking about the A's, we're talking about like, what if all of a sudden, like a couple of major sponsors decide they don't want to do Kings anymore. They want to be out in the summer and have their stuff plastered all over a Major League Baseball stadium. And right there, I mean, you could lose millions of dollars in sponsorship deals like that. Also, like, I know law firms or big businesses in Sacramento who usually buy four seats or six seats or a box for their clients and for client relations stuff. You know, what if all of a sudden they start taking some of that money, that discretionary money that they use for that, and they start buying A's tickets? And that's where, you know, again, I think if you're not putting a good product on the court, then you can lose out, especially if, let's just say the A's continue. What are they, 19 and 16 right now? What if they continue this? What if, you know, we get to August and they're rolling and they're a playoff team and there's some excitement. And then you get to next year. Well, this team is like, everybody's locked up under contract with the A's. They're all young. They're all in their first contracts. And, you know, you could start building something where next season too, you could start losing a lot of that extra dollar, that extra revenue. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you certainly run the risk of it, especially if the A's end up being good.
I think also, I think you're right. I think there is a possibility Sac State could do it. But I think the window's really small because what if Mike leaves? Mm-hmm. You know, like David Patrick wasn't here very long.
Right.
Like, and they're buzzing right now because Coach Marion is really, really good. Mm-hmm. Mike, obviously, it's Mike. But like, if this is just so unique that if Mike leaves in a year or two, I don't know that they'll ever get this back. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a, this, it sounds dramatic, and I apologize. It's a once in a lifetime. I mean, unless you're getting Bobby Jackson next, like, I don't know how, I don't think you can replicate this. It's literally one of one, and it'll work, I think, with Mike and Mike only.
Gotcha.
And then if it moves on, it'll be tough to get that. The level of excitement around Sac State basketball right now, I don't think will ever come back when if another change
Jeff
happens.
Jeff Granger, new head coach.
Not there.
Yeah. No, but what you're hoping is that the excitement right now gets so big that they're able to finance the arena, that they're able to do this things that they need, to, the weight rooms and the training facility and all that stuff that helps you build a real program. And then this early boost can have sustainability, even if it's not Mike. And maybe Mike does end up being there for a long time. I don't know, but I also wouldn't be shocked if he did so well or you know, flamed out quickly. I mean, those things happen all the time. But if he does so well that he doesn't get a bigger job offer and go leave. And so this is about getting them into bumping them up into a bigger league. And I do think you're going to get more, again, like alumni going back to games, more students going to games, mm-hmm. especially if, like, Shaq is going to be there. Like, I think you're going to have a lot of people showing up just to see if Shaq's there and to watch Shaq's mm-hmm. kid.
Yeah, they and I thought about it too because I was talking to Reese last week. He's 12 years old, and he always want to go to an NBA game, right? Like, if I say we're going to go see whoever, he's like, cool, let's go. But when Mikey signed, he's like, oh, I got to go to some Sac State games because Mikey is a 12-year-old's guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
They know Mikey. Yeah. He's like, oh, I got
social media star.
Yeah, he's like, I got to go see Sac State. And like I said, he'll go to any NBA game, but I've never heard him say that about the NBA, right? Or the Kings, because he's not a Kings fan. So he hadn't said that about the Kings. But Mikey, he's like, what? Oh, yeah, I'm going to these Sac State games. It's like, what money, sir? Where do you work at?
Settle down.
You just said it was $15. You don't get a kid an allowance?
All that free time you have.
He's got to do his chores to get the allowance.
Rich as you are, he doesn't do his chores?
Not often enough.
His chores are hit 1,000 jump shots on the gun every day.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't, like James said, I think you said too, they'll have high schoolers and college kids in that gym, that arena, more than they had before. Because Mikey's.
Well, and the hope too is that, you know, some of the local like basketball players, we're seeing them, you know, flood the NBA. Sacramento's become like a weird little hotbed for NBA prospects. Like, you hope that more guys, if Sac State's legit, that they would stay local and start building that program. And the way you do that is to get kids like Reese, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds right now, going out to Sac State games and saying, you know what, I think I want to play here, especially if they get a new arena. And again, Shaq's there sometimes. You know, I think that there is going to be a little bit of a draw there.
Sac State outdrawing the Sacramento Kings.
That would be
Which former King is a better coach, Mike Bibby or Doug Christie? Conversations we can have this offseason.
Mike Bibby leaves, we'll go get Mitch Richmond. We'll go get Tyus Edney. We'll go get Olden Polynes. We'll just keep it going. Every Sac State men's head coach is a former Kings player. Just keep it going. Get Jack Cooley.
What if Doug?
Oh, fans love Jack Cooley.
Corliss Williamson. What if Doug went out and got Corliss Williamson?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And as an assistant.
I like it. Is Corliss still in Minnesota? Where's Corliss at?
He's somewhere because I remember him coming through town this year. It was good to see him. I think it had been a couple of years. But of course, that's the guy Doug was traded for. They traded Corliss for Doug when they got Corliss from, I mean, when they got Doug from Toronto.
Hmm. Well, it feels like there's a lot of steps to take this offseason. The two most important steps have already been taken. Scott Perry, Doug Christie. Now we're filling out the staff, regardless of how long that takes. And then, you know, now we've got the draft coming up, free agency will be coming up. I'm so curious. I'm so interested as to see what the I feel like, and I think I know how this is going to work. Fans are kind of like down and maybe like frustrated a little bit. And the further we get away from this, the closer we get to free agency. I think that like that power meter goes back up if it's a video game and Kings fans start to get excited. And then what happens next depends on whether you get angry and throw the remote or whether you get excited for what's ahead. Last year, we were excited. We were all wrong. And that's the, James, that's the one thing that, that's the thing I'm struggling with the most. It, or one of the things I'm struggling with the most is, did the Kings underperform or were we just all so terribly, terribly wrong?
They underperformed. Like, you know, I think that there are tweaks. I mean, it's also possible a little bit of both. Like, I think we all thought that the DeMar DeRozan, like, signing was like a square peg round hole. But you thought, okay, but he can score. He knows what to do. He can take some of that you know, scoring and playmaking, you know, issue that the Kings had when Malik Monk got hurt last year, when Kevin Huerter got hurt. It just didn't work out. Like, and I'm not blaming this on DeMar. I'm just like, the Kings, with this new iteration of the Kings, it just wasn't good enough. And, you know, they just chose the wrong pathway and then couldn't change their pathway in midseason. And then, you know, basically ownership changed it for them. You know, management changed it for them. And so, I think that this was a very, very disappointing season. Although I will say there's a lot to like about, you know, just the way that Doug was able to keep these guys together and not let this thing become just like ridiculously bad. And, you know, like one of those moments where we're talking about culture and everything else, like falling apart. We're not talking about that right now. I think everybody still likes each other. I think it's still a good locker room and all that stuff.
Yeah. There's always more that could have gone on, but this season kind of feels like everything that could have went wrong. And there were a couple of times watching this team, it felt like it was just all too much. Like they were fighting, or Doug had them playing and believing and coming together as a team. And then you kind of saw them. I feel like that Wizards game was one of those signs where it was just like, this is all just too much. And a lot of those guys, not saying they didn't like each other, didn't like Doug, didn't want to win, but mentally and emotionally they were fried, and they just wanted the season to end. They just want to get to a point where they can hit a reset. That's what it felt like a couple times.
You know what it felt like too? It felt a little bit like a high-speed chase where we're all just sitting back watching it unfolding, and there's like, oh no, here's a green light. Are they going to get T-boned in this intersection? Nope, they slipped by. Oh, they got through. Oh, man, look at that. He hit the center divide, like trashed the whole side of the car. But he's still going. He's still going. And you're just, but at the same time, we all know how it ends. We all know that it ends with a ball of flames and some dude either dying or getting dragged out of his car at gunpoint. Jesus. So, you know, we could see it all, what was going to happen. We knew that this team wasn't going to the NBA championship. We all knew that, like, getting to the first round of the playoffs was, so the whole time you're like, oh, is he going to make it through? Is he going to be able to turn his lights off and pull into that driveway really quick? No, probably not. But, you know, so it kind of felt like, you know, something was playing out where we all knew the conclusion. We all had a very good idea what the conclusion was, but, you know, we were just waiting to see how bad it got. And it didn't get nearly as bad as it could have until that final game, where they got caught.
Well,
the Mavericks drug them out of their car.
He's right.
Anthony Davis, with his unibrow, dragged you out of the car.
Oh.
Cuffed you and stuffed you. That's it.
That's tough. That is a tough analogy.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
I'm trying to find the flaws in it.
I haven't found one.
Haven't found one. That's a
tough. We stopped the whole time though. You're like, oh no, oh, oh, oh no, they're okay, they're okay. He's still going. We all know it's like, well, this can't go on for like 4 days because he will eventually either run out of a charge or run out of gas.
Turns out they weren't okay. They were very much not okay. And that's why the Sacramento Kings season ended the way that it did. It's why they're in this position of kind of retooling, rebuilding, reforming here during this offseason. And, man, I'm sure you got a chance to go back and watch it. Well, maybe you haven't. You really haven't had a lot of time. But we did get a kick out of Doug Christie's introductory press conference because it really felt like the Scott Perry press conference part two. There was a lot of Scott Perry in that Doug Christie press conference and just a little sprinkling of D.C., but a lot of those questions were directed at Scott Perry, which was funny because he's a very charismatic speaker. And as you know, he is 2 for 2 on press conferences, if that means anything at all.
Well, I think you also have to look at, you know, media in Sacramento. We just got 51 games of Doug Christie. So, and I don't know how many of those were at home, but I'm going to guess like 25. So, like, it's not like we don't know who Doug is. We haven't heard like some of this from him. I think you know, again, I wasn't able to be there. I was at Disneyland. I missed out. But at the same time, I think that that's what it's going to be. I think some of the bigger questions were, you know, hey, who made this decision? And I don't know if that question was asked, but, you know, how comfortable are you, Scott Perry, with Doug Christie as your head coach moving forward? You know, how much leeway are you going to give him to bring in his own staff? All of those questions. I have not gone back though and hit the whole press conference and then all of the little mini interviews that happened afterwards and all that stuff. I'll get to it eventually, but you know, I'm on like 3 hours sleep.
Understandable. Hey, look, before you go to sleep, Hammer, go check out your boy KC's Prize Picks lineup. It's an all game one lineup. Celtics, Knicks, Nuggets, Thunder. I got you covered.
Stay away from those Knicks.
Well,
because I leaned in on them last time and took my goddamn money.
I got two Knicks in.
By the way, so there is no controversy. Zabo won.
Well,
I don't give a damn about your. You've been robbing Zabo for four straight weeks.
Hey, get a hold of your leak. Kenny.
It's been the Sacramento screw job time and time again. And I'm Zabo one.
Zabo with his 7th win, a much needed win because Johnny was creeping up. So good win for Zabo. Good job. But check this out. Jason Tatum, 27.5 points. Give me more. I'll take that. Josh Hart, 26 points, rebounds, and assists. Give me less. SGA, 7.5 free throws made. Give me more. Jalen Brunson, more than 3 points in the first 5 minutes of the game. Give me more.
Wait, what is that?
Jalen Brunson, 3 points, more than 3 points in the first 5 minutes of the game.
You have 4 in the first 2 minutes, I bet.
Yeah, give me that.
Huh.
Yeah. All right.
Give me that.
It's like D-Lo's intrigued.
No, that's an interesting, huh? Huh.
They got Tatum in there, too. I used Tatum with another one, so I couldn't use him there. But I had Tatum with 3 points in the first 5 minutes, more or less.
Ooh, James, that's low.
James, what do you think the next piece of news we get surrounding the Kings is?
Man, that's a great question, dude. I think it's just going to be the official hiring of like a handful of assistants.
Yeah.
Like they're going to start building out the staff.
Okay.
Yeah, because making any trades... Again, this team is way more powerful on July 1st than they are on June 30th. Like, because that's when, you know, they get the reset. But also keep in mind that the Kings have a ton of trade exceptions, like a $16 million, like a $14 million. They've got a $6 million. They got a bunch of trade exceptions. So they could be active and taking on contracts if that's the way it kind of works out. We're gonna have to wait and see.
Okay,
interesting.
Well, this is what happens when you have 45 seconds left and you have no more questions.
Go to prizefix.com for more details. Make sure you put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's KIFM in the promo code to get $50 instantly. Must be present in certain states. Prize Picks, I can't find them. Run your game.
Zabo. Give Zabo his proper due.
Run your game.
Zabo, the originator. The OG. The OTC. Hammer, what is your favorite Jacquees song?
I didn't freeze. I was just messing
with you. That's great. That's great. James, go get some rest. Go get some sleep.
Nap
James.
Time.
James, fresh off his trip to Disneyland. We'll shut things down without you. Our man James Hamm of the Insiders. Make sure you're back here beginning at 10 a.m. We are going to head over to 102.5. I don't know what we're doing over today. But
run it back.
We're running it back.
Yes. Run it back.
How about that? Stick around here. We'll run it back next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gigantes!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.